USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police are investigating two shootings this weekend at what are described as pop-up parties in Chicago and Brooklyn. At least two people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early this morning on the south side of Chicago. Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. Then in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn, five people were shot during an argument.
As individuals began fleeing the location, additional shots were fired outside. At this time, we do not yet know the motive for this issue or how many individuals discharged the firearm.
NYPD Deputy Chief Michael Kemper speaking. The shooting happened in a building that was used as a makeshift lounge. Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming are getting dumped on with snow by the end of tonight. As much as 2 feet could be piled up in Colorado. That has caused more than 2,000 flight cancellations this weekend at Denver International Airport. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Volkswagen has announced plans to cut up to 4,000 jobs at its plants in Germany. Sources say they will offer earlier partial retirement to some employees to save money. About 120,000 people are employed at VW's six plants in Germany. Meanwhile, gas prices have increased a quarter over the past 3 weeks and could go even higher.
Trilby Lumber tells us the national average is now $2.87, which is up 72 cents in the last 16 weeks. The price is also 51 cents higher than a year ago. Lundberg tells us there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices for crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's extreme cold and power outage.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A top lawyer for the Democratic Party has been hit with sanctions by a federal court for an ethics violation. Mark Elias, who was involved in elections-related lawsuits during the 2020 elections, has been sanctioned by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and several of his colleagues have been admonished. Republicans, including former President Trump, had criticized Elias for trying to steal the election. The Department of Justice says a prominent Black Lives Matter activist has been indicted for defrauding donors. The Epoch Times reports that Sir Major Page, also known as Tyree Conyers Page, was indicted on 3 counts of money laundering and 1 count of wire fraud. The department said that he allegedly created a Facebook page called Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta before defrauding donors of more than $450,000 after it was revoked by the IRS as a tax-exempt charity. He allegedly used a substantial portion of the donations to purchase personal items such as hotel rooms, guns, clothing, and forms of entertainment, officials said. An asteroid is expected to just miss Earth next week. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Astronomers say that an asteroid twice the size of the Eiffel Tower will pass close to Earth on March 21st. NASA says the asteroid, named 2001 FO32, will pass by the Earth at a distance of more than 1 million miles. Scientists say the close encounter will give them an opportunity to study a potentially hazardous asteroid, but emphasize that there's no danger that the space rock will hit the planet. 2001 FO32 will be about 5 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon when it cruises by.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.